Tonight on Generation Justice, we'll be re-airing our Cesar Chavez show from 2011. Enjoy.
Welcome to another edition of Youth Radio, soon to be Generation Justice, right here on your community-supported public radio station, 89.9 KUNM FM. I'll be your host for tonight, George Luna Peña, Special Projects Coordinator for Generation Justice.
And I'll be your other host, Kamri Umi, Technical Specialist.
Generation Justice is a multimedia project dedicated to social justice and youth voice.
Not only do we strive to have a deeper and broader understanding of issues in our community, but we also engage with community activists and produce media that gives a voice to the voiceless.
So, Camaria, for tonight, we have a very special show for our listeners.
That's right, George. On April 2nd, 2011, Generation Justice attended the 18th annual Cesar Chavez Marching Festival held at the National Hispanic Cultural Center.
It was an important day where our community came together to celebrate the life, legacy, and accomplishments of Cesar Chavez.
You know, we also celebrated Dolores Huerta, a hero and social justice advocate who was an honored guest and keynote speaker for the festival.
Cesar and Dolores have both dedicated their lives to protect and support the environment, working people, and immigrants, not only here in New Mexico, but nationally.
So tonight, we'll be sharing with you conversations we had at the 18th annual Cesar Chavez Marching Festival.
We will be hearing from Dolores Huerta herself, Representatives Martin Heinrich and Ben Ray Lujan, poet and performing artist Andrea Serrano from Cultura Fuerte,
Maclovia Sanchez de Zamora, winner of the Dolores Cisa Pueda Award, and youth activist Crystal Zamora. Also, get your pen and paper ready to mark down some cool events happening in our calendar.
And now to start the show off, we're going to listen to our very own Victor Torres as he talks to Andrea Serrano from Cultura Fuerte. Andrea shares her thoughts with us about Cesar Chavez.
Hello, my name is Victor Torres from Generation Justice. Today is April 2nd, 2011. I am at the 18th annual Cesar Chavez Marching Celebration. I'm here with Andrea Serrano from Cultura Fuerte. Welcome.
Thank you.
Why is Cesar Chavez important to you? What does he mean to you?
I think for a very long time, Cesar Chavez became important to me because of his organizing work, but over years, he's become important in that his message has stayed true. And it, even long after his passing, his work has still been important. And it's that it's a message of social justice, and that the people, if we work together and if we don't give up, we can achieve freedom.
Okay, thank you. I think that's very true. Why is this event or events like this important to the community?
I think that that these events are important because, one, we do this work every day. We do social justice every day, but it's also important to have a day to be able to celebrate, to come together, and to also be visible in the community and let people know that we're still here, we're still doing the work, and we're not going anywhere. So I think it's important.
Good, thank you. And is there anything else you would like to add?
I think it's wonderful that there's young people who are here, who are carrying on the work of Cesar Chavez, who are capturing these moments. And so, you know, thank you for the work that all of you are doing. And also, you know, just to keep in mind that really Cesar's legacy is to, you know, to not give up, to know that we can achieve freedom as long as we stick to our messages of social justice.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate you being here today.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Andrea Serrano, for talking with Generation Justice. Next up, we're going to hear a song by Cultura Fuerte titled Stand Up Rough. Oh, hey. And if you're down for your culture, stand up. And if you're ready for the fight, get your hands up. And if you're down for your people, stand up. And if you're ready for the war, get your hands up. And if you're down for your culture, stand up. And if you're ready for the fight, get your hands up. And if you're down for your people, stand up. And if you're ready for the war, get your hands up. Come on. Get up, get hype, flame, fire, bright, dynamic flow. Dead a little boy on sight. What a sight to behold, it's like gold. Open the books. Cesar Chavez once said, "We cannot seek achievement for ourselves and forget about progress and prosperity for our community. Our ambitions must be broad enough to include the aspirations and needs of others, for their sakes and for our own."
With that in mind, the Recuerda Cesar Chavez Committee presented two Si Se Puede Awards to individuals who have exemplified the ideals of both Cesar Chavez and Dolores Huerta.
These individuals have demonstrated the ideals of both Cesar and Dolores by making meaningful contributions to our communities through leadership, service, and education.
Youth producer Jeremy Jones had the opportunity to sit down with Maclovia Sanchez de Zamora, the honorable winner of the Dolores Huerta Si Se Puede Award.
Maclovia is the herbalist at Roop Drugstore on 4th Street in Albuquerque's Barelas community. She follows the tradition of the curandera, a part of Hispanic culture for centuries.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Jones, and I'm with Generation Justice. Today is April 2nd, and I'm at the 18th annual Cesar Chavez Celebration and Festival. I'm here today with Maclovia. Welcome.
Thank you.
So why is Cesar Chavez important to you?
Because he formed unions that would help the lesser people. And it was needed to do that because they were hard workers. And he's very important. He marched and had peacefully, by the way. And he was just a fabulous person. I didn't meet him or anything, but I knew of him when my husband was in Vietnam in 1969-70. He came to Old Town, right here at San Felipe. And I just happened to walk by, and he was there. And that's the only thing that I can remember is that he gave a beautiful speech and a beautiful talk. A lot of people were there that were with him, and he was there for the grapes, the table grapes that we were not supposed to be, you know, we would help him like that by not eating them and the lettuce and things like that. So he was good. He was boycotting all that. And it was good. It was a very, very good thing that he did.
Would you like to explain the award that you won?
The award, do you know, I got the award because Si Se Puede for Dolores, and she's the Si Se Puede for the Mujeres, for the women, because she has worked long and hard, and she has followed Cesar Chavez's footsteps. They talk about huaraches. Well, I call them slippers for her, because there's so much and so many people that cannot fill her slippers. And I just admire her. She's a true hard worker.
Why is this event important to you?
It's important to me because I'm of age now, and I want it to continue the justice and the peaceful way of marching. And I want it to continue in the future. I have about 20 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, and so it needs to be done.
Is there anything else you'd like to add today?
No, just that everyone should embrace everyone. Every color, every race, every language, everything. It's embraceable, and you can do it with love.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and congratulations to Maclovia Sanchez de Zamora, the recipient of the Dolores Huerta Si Se Puede Award.
We would also like to say congratulations to Benny Madia, the recipient of the Cesar Chavez Si Se Puede Award.
Thank you both for all of your committed years to social justice and the Albuquerque community.
Now let's listen to Quinto Sol with the song Si Se Puede.
Es un pretexto, esto no es algo nuevo. Lo mismo le pasó a mi padre, también a mi abuelo. El racismo no termina, es el mismo duelo.
Next up, we're going to hear from United States Representative Martin Heinrich, who represents the 1st Congressional District of New Mexico.
Representative Heinrich was elected into Congress in 2008, and prior to being elected, he served as Albuquerque City Council President and as Natural Resources Trustee for the state of New Mexico.
Youth programmer Victor Torres sits down with Representative Heinrich, so let's take a listen to their conversation.
My name is Victor Torres. I'm here with Generation Justice. Today is April 2nd, 2011. I'm here at the 18th annual Cesar Chavez celebration. I'm here today with Representative Maya Heinrich.
Well, great to be here, Victor.
Thank you for being here. How is Cesar Chavez important to the community, and why is he important to you?
I think Cesar Chavez is so important, not only in New Mexico, but across this country, because he represented an awareness in this country, a waking up to the fact that We need to make sure that each and every working person in this country has the dignity that they deserve. And he organized and worked hard to make sure that people who were working in deplorable conditions could band together and get the recognition and the dignity that every worker deserves. And that message doesn't change over time. We need to make sure that we respect the hardworking people who put food on our table, who drive our kids to and from school, who educate our children, the firefighters and the teachers out there who work on behalf of the community. We need to make sure that we respect hardworking people.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell me why events like these are important to the community and why are you here today?
One of the things that's really important, I think, is that we don't forget the advances that we've made over the years, and that we don't forget that it took people like Cesar Chavez and Dolores Huerta, who's here today speaking to the crowd, to make those changes happen. They didn't just happen. They happened because people fought hard to make them happen. They happened because people came together and organized on behalf of a better future. And by not forgetting that, we're able to come together again and say, there is still injustice in the world. There are things that need to change. How can we organize and work together to bring about that change?
And I agree with you. And is there anything you would want to tell the youth of today? Any advice? Any?
You know, the only advice I would have is, it wasn't that long ago, at least less than 20 years ago, that I was sitting in college, and I couldn't imagine a time when I'd be one of the elected leaders of this nation. But it happens fast. And the people listening to your shows, they're the future of this country. And the sooner they engage, my advice to them is, don't wait for my generation to get out of the way. We need your leadership. We have tough challenges that only your ideas and your work is going to change. And so my encouragement would just be to get involved now and don't take no for an answer.
Thank you. And is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, thanks for doing this today, Victor.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
You bet.
Youth producer Tama Fenderson also had the opportunity to talk with Representative Ben Ray Lujan at the festival.
Ben Ray Lujan is a United States representative for New Mexico's 3rd congressional district, serving since 2009. The district is based in Santa Fe, the state capital, and includes most of the northern portions of the state.
Let's take a listen to what Lujan had to say at the festival.
Hello, my name is Tama Fenderson with Generation Justice. I'm here today on April 2nd, 2011 at the Cesar Chavez March and Festival with Representative Ben Ray Lujan. Thank you for being with us today.
Tama, it's an honor to be here and especially to see all the excitement and activity of everyone that came out this morning.
Yes, and it's an exciting day. What do you think is important about keeping the legacy of Cesar Chavez alive?
Well, Cesar Chavez was always remembered, and I believe will always be remembered, for fighting for working people, for the plight of people that didn't necessarily have a voice. And he was able to do it in the spirit of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. as well, and always doing it in a peaceful way. One thing that most people say about Cesar Chavez is that he had a soft voice, very soft spoken, and it was always with humility that he approached solving problems. And, you know, President Clinton acknowledged Cesar Chavez and his family back in 1994 and recognized him with one of the highest recognitions that a civilian in the United States could receive, and reminded us that Cesar Chavez made the world better and left the world a better place than the way than when he found it. And I think that's important for us to always remember and recognize and see how we can keep that alive, especially as we see the working people all across America being attacked, being demonized today. You know, we need a strong middle class. We need strong working families to be able to strengthen the economy. And Cesar Chavez stood up to those injustices. And it's great to see that memory alive and well today. And, you know, it'd be great to make sure that this is going to be part of every textbook as we be able to teach our kids about history and our great nation. And I believe Cesar Chavez is one of those figures that needs to be reminded daily in our lives so we don't forget that plight.
You mentioned that Cesar Chavez was somebody that we should look up to. Why do you think it's important for young people to have role models that we can focus on in order to do work such as this?
Well, it's always important to have people that you admire, that you look up to, that have done things that you appreciate, that have taken on big tasks, that had big goals, that they've always been able to do something with. And usually, you know, most of our heroes today are people that have taken up a cause when something needed to be said or an action had to be taken to fight for someone that maybe wasn't willing to do that. And someone like Cesar Chavez, it's important to do that. But as we talk about the importance of having mentors, it's also important that we not forget that we should mentor others as well, because there's always someone looking up to you, to whatever it may be that you do as well. So whether you're an example to your friends or your younger brothers and sisters or whoever it may be, just always know that be the example to them that you want to see in others, and just make a difference. You know, it's tough in this day and age with the tough times that people are going through, but just make a difference and look to find that in someone that you admire, but also be that someone to someone else that needs a mentor as well.
For youth that do want to make a difference, that want to get involved, what advice would you have for them?
Understand the power of their voice. Understand the power that they have to organize. The greatest thing about this democracy in the United States of America and in this great nation of ours is that the president's vote is no more powerful than a citizen anywhere in the country's vote. We all have one vote to cast on election day. But what we have is our ability to organize. So if there's a cause that they find that's in their heart that they have to take on, bring your friends together, bring your family together. Take the time to understand that issue, whatever it may be. But understand that there's a process there that empowers them to have a strong voice. And that voice is only as weak as they choose to make it weak, but it's as strong as they want to make it strong. And young people all across America, they elected a great president. And it was because of young people and their movement 2 years ago that we saw President Obama be elected to the United States of America. And it's because of youth that will determine the outcome of the 2012 election. So whether we talk about something going on in a neighborhood, in a community, or electing the president of the United States, young people, they need to get things going. And to be quite honest with you, that's the reason that we're going to see things change over the next decade, especially in the Middle East. The majority of the population there are young people. 50, 55, 67% of the populations are under the age of 30 in some instances, under the age of 25. And so young people, not only all across America, but all across this world, are going to be so responsible in helping shape the future of where we're going to go.
Thank you, Congressman Lujan. Anything else that you'd like to share with us today?
No, just congratulations to you. I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen out at Howard and making sure that you make us proud here in New Mexico. But to everyone that you reach out to, just thanks for doing this, because it's important that we have the opportunity where we talk about access to radio, access to media. And especially even though KUNM is able to stand independently and offer news to get out to people, this assault that we saw with NPR is another example. They try to take that voice away. So to you, to everyone at KUNM, just thanks for keeping this alive. Thanks for asking the questions and making sure that everyone across New Mexico gets a chance to listen in.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
A big thank you to both representatives, Martin Heinrich and Ben Ray Lujan. Thanks for sharing your thoughts about Cesar Chavez and spending some time with us during the march and festival.
Now we're going to listen to Will I Am with the song titled It's a New Day.
Kept running, songs of freedom kept humming, channeling Harriet Tubman, Kennedy, Lincoln, and King. We gotta manifest that dream. It feels like I'm swimming upstream. It feels like I'm stuck in between.
Youth activism and youth voice is very important to the community, and youth producer Jeremy Jones had the opportunity to sit down with Crystal Zamora from Albuquerque High School.
In this interview, Crystal shares with us what Cesar Chavez means to her.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Jones from Generation Justice. Today is April 2nd, and I'm at the 18th annual Cesar Chavez Festival and Celebration. I'm here today with Crystal. Hello.
Hello.
So why is Cesar Chavez important to you?
Cesar Chavez is important to me as a Latina because he paved the road for Latinos and Latinas to have union workers, rights and so many rights for Latinos that weren't there before. So if it wasn't for him, my family would probably be still picking cotton for minimum wage for like nothing and no rights, and grapes would be like our worst enemy because they are one of the hardest things to cultivate and yet so demanding on the human body. And because of him, he made it so that there's these laws against overworking hours and spraying the pesticides on the human workers as well, because those really messed with our lungs as Latinos.
Why is this event important to you?
This event is important because a lot of times with heroes or people who have worked so hard to make justice in this world, we just let them and their legacies fall by side. And this is us saying thank you to them and saying we haven't forgotten what you've done for us as a people.
If you could give a message to the youth of today, what would it be?
Get involved. Get involved in events like this. I mean, if we look outside, there's not that many kids in the youth age range. There's like really small kids and adults, but there's no teenagers. And I think teenagers and youth need to get more involved in the world around them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dolores Huerta is the co-founder of the United Farm Workers and has played a major role in the American Civil Rights Movement.
She was born in Dawson, New Mexico in 1930 and met Cesar Chavez through the Community Service Organization, where they both realized the need to organize farm workers.
She's also received numerous awards, including the Eleanor Roosevelt Award for Human Rights by President Clinton in 1998.
Youth programmer Victor Torres sits down with Dolores Huerta, and we are honored to share their conversation with you now.
Hello, my name is Victor Torres. I'm here with Generation Justice. Today is April 2nd, 2011, and I'm here at the 18th Annual Cesar Chavez Celebration and Festival. I am here with Dolores Huerta, co-founder of the United Farm Workers. Thank you for being here.
Oh, no, thank you, Victor, for having me.
Can you tell me what your first memory of Cesar Chavez is?
Well, the first time I met Cesar, he was an organizer for the Community Service Organization, and he was organizing in Oakland, California. I had joined the organization in Stockton, California, and so we were all excited to meet Cesar because we had heard all of the great stuff that he did. But when we met him, he was so quiet. In fact, he disappeared in a quick second. And so we kept looking all over for him. Where'd he go, you know? But yeah. Cesar was very humble. We got to know each other really well working in that organization, and it was from there that we decided to start the Farm Workers Union.
What memory stands out in all of your work during that time that you did all of that work in the Farm Workers Union and so on?
Well, it took a lot of work in the Community Service Organization and then later on in the Farm Workers Union. And I think I can use one of Cesar's quotes, not exactly, but he said that nonviolence also means having the patience, right? Having the patience to organize, having the patience to know that it takes a long time to do things. Because sometimes people, they get disheartened because they can't see anything right away, especially in the smack world that we live in, right? They want to see everything fast. And the one thing is that in order to really build, it takes a long time. And we've seen it today with this glorious Cesar Chavez celebration that we have here. And one of the committee was saying today that when they first started, it was just a really small thing. But now after 18 years, we have this glorious celebration. So anything that we want to do that really means something, it means we have to work hard and we have to work a long time and not to give up.
Yes, that's right. Can you tell me why social justice is important to the community and why people should support social justice issues?
Well, we know that if we care about each other as human beings, then this is why social justice is important, right? Because we can't live in a society where one group of people has more than others. We need to live in a society where we can be fair, where we can actually be equal, regardless of our wealth or you know, whatever. We have to be able to support each other and help each other. That's why we're put here on this earth. And the way that we achieve this is by social justice. But it doesn't happen by itself. It only happens if people actually get out there and work to make it happen. Because if we're going to sit back and say, oh, well, it doesn't work like that. Every one of us has to make a commitment that we're going to get out there and spend a little bit of our time to make the world a little bit better.
Thank you. do you have a message that you can give to youth activists who fight for social justice?
Well, I just want to say to all the youth that right now, especially we're in a crisis for education. They're really going after our teachers, they're going after all of our public workers, our labor unions, and cutting the money for education. And this is wrong. We see a lot more money going to build prisons than we do going to build schools and to giving our teachers better salaries and more support. So I just want to say to all the young people that this is your struggle right now. The new civil rights struggle is education. And we want all of you to come out there. And I like to tell people that during World War II, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the president, they told him we have to take money out of education in our libraries to support the war. And he said, no, we're not going to take 1 cent from education or 1 cent from our public libraries because this is the soul of the nation. And if we do not put money into educating our young people, then we're putting our nation at risk for, you know, all of the country, not just the young people, but our whole economy is at risk. So I want to say to all the youth, you've got to get active, you know. You know, write those letters to your congressman, support the DREAM Act, support immigration reform, and then get out there on election day, and we're going to elect only those representatives are going to fight for us, to fight for our future, to fight for the education of our youth. Si se puede.
Yes, and si se puede, can you tell us what that means?
Well, si se puede means yes, we can, right? It's up to each and every one of us to make things happen. Si se puede.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything else you would like to add?
That I want to just thank everybody for celebrating Cesar Chavez's legacy, and to tell people also that they can get in touch with my foundation, the Dolores Huerta Foundation for Community Organizing, at www.doloreshuerta.org. And that's with an O, doloreshuerta.org, and they can learn more about what we're doing in organizing our communities and the work that we do with youth. We do a lot of work with youth on the environment, teen pregnancy prevention, trying to stop our suspensions and our expulsions from school, and, you know, inspiring the kids to continue with their education and teaching them also about the environment and how important it is that we preserve our world. So anyway, I'm happy to do this video. I want to say hello to all the kids out there, tell you that we're with you, we're going to keep working with you, but you've also got to work for yourself. Don't forget that.
Thank you. You've been such an inspiration to many people around the world, and I'd like to thank you for your continued support for social justice issues. So thank you for doing this interview today.
And I want to thank you, Victor, because you're a great, great example for all of us, okay? So you really inspire everyone.
Thank you.
Wow, what an honor and inspiration it was to be in the presence of Dolores at the celebration.
Thank you, Dolores Huerta, for spending the time with Generation Justice. And thank you to Victor Torres for conducting that interview.
Welcome to Calendar for Tonight. We have some great events coming up. First, Sut Jolly, a professor of communication at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst and founder and executive director of the Media Education Foundation, MEF, will be having a series of discussions. He has published numerous books and articles about media, advertising, race, and more, all from a cultural studies lens. He's a media creator producing documentaries through Media Education Foundation that deconstruct media. The Media Literacy Project is bringing Sut Jolly to New Mexico. They'll be having events with him all weekend. On Wednesday, April 2nd, from 5:30 to 7:30, there'll be a free screening of Feeding Frenzy in Santa Fe. It's open to the public at the Santa Fe Community College in Hamas Rooms. Feeding Frenzy, the food industry, marketing, and the creation of a health crisis, trains its focus squarely on the responsibility of the processed food industry. The screening will be followed by a food justice panel with Feeding Frenzy executive producer Sut Jolly and local food justice advocates and workers sharing their expertise on community strategies. The panel consists of Sut Jolly and people from Chain Breaker Collective and Santa Fe Farmers Market Institute. On Thursday, April 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m., there'll be a free presentation of Sex and Lies on Campus. It will be at the University of New Mexico in Woodward Hall 101. The lecture looks at the role that alcohol plays in heterosexual sexual interactions on college campuses and how the alcohol industry's gendered marketing strategies reinforce narrow notions of masculinity and femininity, with dangerous consequences for everyone. Jolly poses questions about how we create the conditions that can help foster real intimacy and pleasure. And on Monday, April 7th, from 6:30 to 7:45, there will be a free lecture open to the public titled Advertising and the End of the World, making the connection between society's high consumption lifestyle and the environmental crisis. Jolly forces us to evaluate the physical and material costs of the consumer society and how long we can maintain our present level of production. For more information about the film on which the presentation is based, that's on Monday, April 7th from 6:30 to 7:45 p.m. It will be at Albuquerque Academy Auditorium inside Sim Center for the Performing Arts at 6400 Wyoming Boulevard, Northeast Albuquerque. For a full list of events and to register for any of the events, go to medialiteracyproject.org or generationjustice.org. Also on Saturday, April 5th at 7:30 p.m., De Las Cenizas will be holding a benefit concert for the National Institute of Flamenco's fire recovery efforts. They will celebrate the spirit of growth and camaraderie that has surrounded the institute in the wake of the devastating fire that destroyed its home of 15 years in December 2013. This exciting evening features 8 renowned local dance companies and ensembles who are donating their time and talents toward helping rebuild the National Institute of Flamenco. To purchase tickets and for more information, you can call the National Hispanic Cultural Center box office at 505-724-4771 or visit nhccnm.org. To see a full list of all of these events, you can go to generationjustice.org. Back to the hosts. Unfortunately, that's the end of our show, but let's give thanks to the people who made this show possible.
A big thanks to the Recuerda a Cesar Chavez Committee and the National Hispanic Cultural Center for putting together and hosting this awesome, awesome celebration.
Thanks to Dolores Huerta for coming to Albuquerque and for sharing your words and sitting down with Generation Justice.
Thanks to U.S. Representatives Martin Heinrich and Ben Ray Lujan.
Also, thanks to Maclovia Sanchez de Zamora, Andrea Serrano, and Crystal Zamora for taking the time to speak with us at the event.
We'd also like to thank Generation Justice members Tama Fenderson, Victor Torres, and Jeremy Jones for conducting those interviews.
And special thanks to Ashley Smiley and Julian Anil for technical support at the event.
Let's thank all of those who make Youth Radio and Generation Justice possible. Shai Nair, Luna Olavarria Gallegos, Maya Keytown, Bashar Jawad, Tama Fenderson, Omar Torres, Taylor Griffin, Josh Horton,
Imanja Lambert, Jeremy Jones, Jasmine Mendoza, Victor Torres, Gara Jawad, Jesse Wiaki, Daniel Mustafa, and Lucia Martinez.
Our adult co-conspirators are Tina Sykes, Julian Anil, and Roberta Rael. If you'd like to podcast this show or see the music playlist, you can go to our website at youth.kunm.org.
Find us on Facebook by searching KUNM Youth Radio, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter at KUNM Youth Radio.
And finally, thanks to all of you for tuning in to another edition of Youth Radio, soon to be Generation Justice. I was your host, George Luna Peña.
And I was your other host, Kamria Umi. Next up is Spoken Word, but first, more music. Have a great night.
Buenas noches.
También y amor. Mi canto es alegre, lleno de esperanza. Festejo tu vida, no guardo rencor. Se puede, claro.